This is an interview with Jack Jarman at his Pennzoil service station at 210 West Lincoln Way, but his home address would be 36433 Lisbon Dungannon Road. And it is for the Youngstown State University mining project by Ellen Daniels on June the 6th, 1978, at approximately 4 p.m. There. Jack, would you tell me about your mines in your area?
Well, there were a lot of old coal mines that the farmers dug out themselves, plus they might have sold a little to make a little extra cash. They just crawl spaces back in the hills, really, that they'd take out a little of the roof or a little of the clay underneath the coal to make enough room so they could just crawl in. And they'd work back in a ways, and then they'd start a new entrance, and so that when they got too far back in, that most of the coal was only from 18 inches to 24 inches thick around here, and which isn't very much to work in. When I'd worked in the strip mines, you'd see a lot of these where they'd crawled, where we'd uncovered, and you'd see the strips going back into the hills yet, and water would come out of it, and old rusty water usually, and it was, they talk about black damp back in them, I suppose there was a lot of that in there, but I wouldn't want to crawl back in those little holes.
You said you had some mines on your property.
Yeah, we have a mine on our, there was three of them that I know of that we uncovered when we stripped anyhow. And they were, hauled all of them from one up to what the county home used to be on Freeman Road. It was before they built the present county home. But they mined all of that coal on our place. And I know it's taken out about 3-4 acres there of that, because there was a house across the valley from us where the miners lived that worked in, that worked mm-hmm. that particular mine. It was there for quite a few years.
Do you know when it started or when it closed up?
No. Oh, back in the late 1800s, the early 1900s, it would have been quite a while ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they, I always thought it was interesting to see some of the old ties back in there. You'd know that somebody had been working back in there because they'd have cars back in there, and once in a while you'd find an old pony rail, what they call them, that they run their cars on to haul the coal out on.
Oh, okay.
And you'd find those back in there once in a while, and it was just interesting to know that somebody actually did crawl back in those holes. And it's far from what I'd like to do, but then
yeah.
I know I was working in a mine one time in a strip mine, and the boss wanted me to crawl back in one to see how far it went back in. I told him I didn't lose anything back there, I wasn't going back and look for it. And he didn't say any more about it. He got another fellow that did go back in, but I wouldn't.
What type of coal do we have around here?
Oh, soft coal. You have number 6 vein or 8, and there's a little 7, but not too much. That's the veins mm-hmm. as you go up and down the hill. The neighbor has 1 inch of number 8. When you dig a fence post, you find 1 inch of coal down there. Just as nice and black as can be, but it's, of course, not feasible to do anyway.
No.
It's not enough there to mount anything.
You haven't found any air shafts or anything on your
No,
property.
I've never run across an air shaft where they'd have to be back in far enough to.
Mm-hmm.
When we was stripping, we have run into a well hole where somebody has had a house above it at one time and
mm-hmm.
dug a well. But that's about all. I've never run across any what we knew were air shafts.
Yeah, in other words, this mine was really a lot closer to the surface than.
Yeah, and when they got too far back in, they just start a new opening someplace. They weren't running out of coal at all. And those air shafts usually when they get several miles back in the hills.
Do you know what they pulled their cars out with?
Either a pony or a mule usually.
Mm-hmm.
in the bigger ones around. The local ones here, most of them they just pushed out themselves because they weren't high enough to get even a little mule in or a little pony.
Mm-hmm.
They'd only be maybe 36, 38 inches from top to bottom because they'd only have 20 to 24 inches of coal. And then the extra they'd have to take out is all wasted work, really, because they'd just take as little bit out as possible. They'd have real low cars that would fit on the tracks that they could just push out with several bushel of coal on them. It was a lot of work.
Yeah, I would say so. Did they use this coal basically for heating the houses then,
yeah,
rather than anything else?
Yes, except, well, up here, of course, where the Boy Scout camp is, they had some up there for that Rebecca Ironworks. But those were a little bigger mines. You can see some of them across the creek there from the Boy Scout camp, where they mined some coal in there.
Yeah.
It was a little thicker right in there, probably, and they went back in a little farther because the job pile, that's what they drag out the other stuff, is... Mm-hmm. Fairly good size, and you can judge how much they did by that, usually.
Oh, is that what you call Red Dog?
Yeah, Red Dog is a byproduct. It's usually underneath the coal.
Hmm.
And you'll see it piled up where the coal mine was, or clay, or slate, or whatever they happen to be taking out.
Mm-hmm.
The slate helps hold the roof up a little if it isn't too much rock up there.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
I don't know too much more about it. I work in strip mines, as I said, though, a lot. But it's different. You can see it any place today.
Right.
But the old miners there. I've got a... I don't know if I still have it or not. I had some old tools that they used in the mines. Little small picks and hand augers that they drill back in when they run out of it with black powder to loosen it up a little so they could get it out.
Yeah.
They worked hard at it.
Yes. Probably at that time was probably a better wage than some of the other things that they were getting.
Well, they didn't need much money. They grow most of their stuff and they'd just for a little extra cash.
Yeah. This would be basically really a seasonable.
Yeah, they'd work on it in the wintertime when they couldn't be firemen and sell a few loads in town. And, they just worked at it. All it in a horse and buggy usually.
Yeah.
Not buggy, but horse and wagon.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all I know about them.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.